The Packers return for a short workout today as they start preparing for Sunday's home matchup against the conference-leading Chicago Bears. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business every time we get those ops. And, you know, obviously we know this three-game stretch we've had with, the Vikings and now the Lions and then going with the Bears next week. You know, you got to come in and win these games and try and control your own destiny by winning out.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers will be without defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt. He suffered a fractured ankle and is expected to be out for the year. Football Badgers ended their season in Minneapolis with a 17-7 loss to Minnesota. Wisconsin ends their season 4-8, fewest wins in a full season since going 4-5-2 back in 1995. Head coach Luke Fickell on the Badgers heading into 2026.
It is what we have made it, you know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow, we have to move forward, we have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. You know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
Wisconsin added to its 2026 recruiting class, the Badgers receiving a commitment from three-star linebacker Taylor Schaefer. The Brussels native is playing at Iowa Central Community College this season, recording 97 total tackles. Wisconsin, one of nine Big Ten schools that landed a spot in the NCAA volleyball tournament field. The Badgers in that field for the 13th straight season, 29th time in program history. They drew a 3 seed and will open at home on Thursday night against Eastern Illinois. Marquette's also in the field. The Golden Eagles open Friday against Western Kentucky in Louisville. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team set a new single-game scoring record, scoring 17 goals in a 17-2 win over Stonehill at the Women's Collegiate Hockey Showcase in Nashville yesterday. Bucks ended their 7-game slide with a win over Brooklyn on Saturday. They're at Washington tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.